Now, let's find out what's making news in the US, thanks to Kia's award-winning Picanto, Cerato, and Carnival.
4 minutes away from three. Richard Arnold, good afternoon. Donald Trump's campaign chief. He's in a spot of bother. Excuse me.
It's the Russia connection, which is the headline here again today. Trump administration trying to distance itself from the man who, ran the Trump campaign for 5 months. This after revelation today that the former Trump campaign boss, Paul Manafort, was paid tens of millions of dollars to help Russia's President Putin get a better image in the United States. Manafort's deal was for $10 million a year, starting in 2006 and continuing at least until 2009. He was hired by Putin ally, the aluminium billionaire Oleg Deripaska. But former U.S. ambassador to Moscow, Mike McFaul, says this man basically was Putin's rep.
This distinction that they're trying to make, that this is a private contract that had nothing to do with the Russian government, that's not how the Russian system works.
Hand in glove, President Trump spokesman Sean Spicer says the president knew nothing about that Russia connection.
To suggest that the president knew who his clients were from a decade ago is a bit insane.
Well, this is the second day of the White House struggling to distance itself from the former Trump campaign chief. Here's what Spicer said only yesterday.
Obviously, there's been this discussion of Paul Manafort, who played a very limited role for a very limited amount of time. But beyond
He was the chairman of the campaign.
Jonathan, hold on. Can you stop interrupting?
Paul Manafort didn't play a limited role.
Somebody's asking a question. It's not your press briefing.
Yeah, that's Jonathan Cowell of ABC saying when you're the campaign boss, that's not really a limited involvement. At the Trump convention, Team Trump got the platform, the political party platform, softened on Russia and Ukraine, eliminating a call for weapons to be sent to Ukraine to fight the Russian rebel forces. So President Trump claims he had nothing to do with Russia. It's now clear that his campaign boss had extensive connections.
Extensive, 10 million in fact. Now, mate, one of America's oldest retail chains, Sears, saying they might have to pull the pin.
Yeah, this is because people shop online so much these days. But a joint statement put out today by, Sears, one of the country's oldest retailers, causing some shockwaves. Sears warning they might not be in business a year from now. So this is stunning. The announcement has sent the Sears stock price into a slump. Sears operates both Sears and Kmart stores here. They have 140,000 employees. They've been bleeding cash. Now, Sears has a famous history. It was founded in 1886. Sometime later, they started issuing a Sears catalogue. This was a catalogue about the size of a phone book where you could order just about anything. It was so complete that entire houses could be ordered, then delivered in bits to be built on site, well before IKEA. Then they set the pace for large retailers by offering every sort of a product, but they've posted operating losses in all but two of the last 24 quarters, so they've been on the skids for a while. Back in January, they said they planned to close 150 stores, started selling off some of their own brands as well. So now they're at the edge of a financial precipice, and it could be that soon one of America's most storied retail concerns will find it simply cannot go on with the way that people shop these days.